I think we start with Ron. How should the borough prioritize education funding in its budget? And do you support the bond questions on the ballot for the school projects this year?
Education is one of the really high priorities that we should have up front, and it also has to be balanced with all the other things that are going on. So I guess in any one year, you're going to have to look at the picture of, you know, what's coming in, what are the needs, and also the other competing demands for that. And, you know, obviously the number of students that are forecasted. I think the bond questions, I think they're doing a really bad job of advertising and getting the word out about the benefits of these. They sound like some good projects, except the roof is kind of questionable to me. The fact that there's 70% reimbursement is kind of enticing for some of those. I think in general I would support the ones except the roof at this point. It looks like it's not a well-planned out proposal at this point.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Mario?
Yeah, I'd have to agree. I mean, I think that the roof is kind of it's a conundrum. We don't know what the problem is, and all I know is what I've read in the paper, really. I don't know much about it, but it sounds like a kind of a thing that needs to be evaluated, you know, more closely. But with the 70%, you know, reimbursement, that's quite enticing. I think, you know, these are things that we obviously need. And so I kind of feel like I would definitely on the face of it say yes, I would support the bond measures.
Okay, what about education funding as a priority for the
It's absolutely a priority. I mean, you know, of course it's what holds the town together. I mean, you know, it's high in our priority, and in fact, you know, it's kind of the central piece, I would think, one of them.
Okay. Thank you, Mario. Joe? Do you want me to repeat it?
Yeah,
please. No problem. they're also right on that sheet there.
Oh, great.
How should the borough prioritize education funding in its budget? And I guess I should have mentioned this at the beginning. You know, there's a minimum that each municipality or borough has to contribute to their local school districts, and then a maximum.
I think the present system works pretty good.
The present system being how much it is funded right now?
Yes.
Okay.
And they send their $1.2 million, I believe, over to the school, and the school has a school board and quite a few administrators to help them figure out how to spend it. So at the borough assembly level, what really more can you do besides just have some say in how much you send the school?
Well, you can give them more because the school is
you could give
for
them more.
You could give. I mean, I'm just saying, how would you prioritize it as far as the other priorities that you have to worry about funding?
Well,
because the school has occasionally asked for more, and you know that maximum that the borough can give isn't usually funded up to the maximum. Is what I was.
I'm
explaining.
Believe in education and the schools, but from what I've seen, the schools are like shop vacs. You know, they never have enough money. They just keep sucking and sucking and sucking. So,
what about the bonds on the ballot this year?
What about what?
The bonds on the ballot this year for the three school projects?
I'm not a roof engineer, so I couldn't really speak what if that should happen or not, but I will vote for the bonds because I think it's a pretty good deal to get the 70% from the state.
Okay.
Upgrade the schools. Doesn't sound too terrible to me.
Okay. Thanks, Joe. Jerry?
Well, I think the way the school is funded right now is fine. The money they get from the borough, I think it ought to be left alone. You know, education is very important in a community. If we ever are able to attract young families to bring their kids here, if it's not a good school, they're not going to be interested in being here. So certainly, this beautiful school these kids have to attend is a wonderful, you know, it's a real benefit to our community and our kids. The whole roof and the bond issue, I don't like bond issues. Bond issues are always paid back by the working class of our country, and that bond thing is a little tough, especially, you know, you almost look at some of the capital improvement projects and bond money comes in and things don't get done right, and no one's responsible after those contractors are gone. It's a real problem to watch there seems to be no responsibility financially. So once again, you know, yeah, bonds are bought by people trying to make investments, but guess what? That money has to be paid back by the public. So what I've read about and what I've learned about that whole thing on the roof, I would not support the bond at this point.
What about the bond that's already been paid for? What about the project that's already been done and completed?
You're talking about the school building.
I'm talking about the VOCAD, or air handling units, I'm sorry. So the air handling units have already been done and paid for, and the bond would basically, if passed, allow the school district to get the 70% reimbursement.
It's still taxpayer money that they're getting. So,
okay.
You know, and until you can show me we're going to fill this school with kids by attracting other families, I can't support it.
Okay. Thanks, Jerry. Mike. Mike Case.
Okay, Margaret. I kind of agree with what's been said about the roof, except it's not being paid by taxpayer money. The 70% won't be paid by the taxpayers unless something goes drastically wrong. It's going to be paid by oil revenues. And I don't really think we need the new roof. If it was a question of taxpayers having to pay 100% of that roof, I would say no. But because the state will probably have enough oil money to reimburse us, we better do it and strike while the iron's hot. With respect to the other ones, of course, the HVAC job that's done on the Voc-Ed building, that's a no-brainer, I think. To me, anyway, I think it's we need to authorize it so we can get paid back, essentially, for it. What's the other bond? I've kind of forgotten. There's three.
The roof, the Voc-Ed, and the air handling units.
Well, the Voc-Ed was, yeah, there's actually two, I guess. The Voc-Ed has the air handling in with it, as I understand it. Is that right? I don't know.
Where's Anne-Marie? I don't think the what?
They're separate.
Right. Right. The Voc-Ed is something separate, and then the roof, yeah. I'm sorry.
So the Voc-Ed is just structure, not air handling. Okay. In any case, it's a vital part of our education process here. So I think we need to do that. Again, I wouldn't do it if we were paying it through taxpayer money. But when we're paying with oil money, I would. When we say how should we prioritize education in our budget, wouldn't it be strange if somebody said, I don't think education's important? You know, that's a no-brainer in terms of having potential politicians respond, but it's important, but there's other things that are important too. When we talk about the education, I think we're talking about K through 12 generally, but you know what's important is this preschool. We have the Head Start for a certain number of children in our community, and it's really, really good. It does, in fact, give them a head start. The preschool does the same thing if it can get funded. Okay. I think it's important that we help that along, too.